Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Agee moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bailey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Harrelson scores. Swoboda moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jones steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bailey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hermoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Hermoso moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing center field. Ty Cline pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive to left field. Swoboda throws towards Weiss. Weiss fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weiss. Cline moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cline moves to third. One out. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Remy Hermoso. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gasper. Collins reaches second base with a double. Cline scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Tug McGraw now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub is walked intentionally. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Cal Kunz now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins now playing second base. Ty Cline now playing first base. Don Shaw now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky is hit by the pitch. Swoboda moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett bunts towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Shamsky moves to second. One out. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda scores. Shamsky moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Roy Face now pitching. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Al Weiss. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to home to get Shamsky. Clendenin moves to third. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Calcoons. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing second base. J.C. Martin now catching. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Ronte Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Phillips fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Phillips. Swoboda moves to third. Bobby Feel pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel bunts towards third. LaBoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swoboda scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jack DeLauro now pitching. Ron Brand pinch hits for Kevin Collins. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLauro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jose Herrera pinch hits for Roy Face. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.